Obviously, it was an important win for us. The concern I had coming into the game was just, having the energy you need to play in a divisional game like this with a short week. I thought the schedule worked out. I thought the players handled that part of it real well. And I thought they had enough energy. And I thought we played with it with a lot of emotion. We ended up getting the stops we needed defensively. I thought the score late in the second quarter was important for us. We threw it obviously a lot more than we ran the football, and I thought our protection was outstanding against a good front. So good win, good team win against a very good team that we're going to see here in a couple weeks. So any questions? Well, I think, look, I know our players are sad. We all felt coming in that, we knew this was a good team, just looking at the season they're having, the record they had leading up to our game. They've had some really good quality wins. They've played from behind. They played from ahead. So we were going to have to play well in all three phases, and I think by and large we did that. It'll be a quick turnaround. We'll play these guys in 2 weeks. So, but we felt like this was a team that we were playing that had a lot of confidence. That it, there's no way you win as many games in a row as they have without having that confidence. So, I was pleased with how we handled the week and how we played. We were kidding him in there. A lot of places. The quarterback hits 50,000 yards, you might have fireworks and stop the game, and it was just kind of a nod, attaboy a little bit. That's a pretty unique feat when you look at the history of our league. I don't know that anyone was really paying quite attention to when that happened or what play it happened on, but certainly this week it was brought up. And we were, made aware of it. So to be in that class of, four people now really hits on his consistency and his durability and his availability along with his skill set, we're happy for him, obviously proud of him. By and large, the two things that were important, we avoided really the big play, the explosive play. I mean, they had some big gains, and they're going to. And Cam does a great job of kind of extending plays, and it really makes it tough on your man or zone coverages because, instead of covering for 3.5 seconds, 4 seconds, all of a sudden there's a 6-7 second route, and it's very difficult. So I was really pleased with how we were able to get off the field, minimize the chunk plays, and it's a team that's right at the top of the league with those yards gained, be it in the run or the pass. So I thought we handled that particularly well, and then I thought we were able to capitalize offensively off that field position and get an early lead and take advantage of that. Yeah, and those are earned sacks against him. He's difficult to bring down, not only with his mobility, but with his strength. Sometimes we were rushing 3, sometimes 5. But those guys did a real good job, and took advantage of the down and distances, took advantage of the crowd noise, and that was pleasing.
There's
no certainties. I think the one thing that was obvious, though, we knew the importance of the game. It's a divisional game, and both teams were 9-3. So the key was just getting the rest and changing the schedule up a little bit.
In the second quarter, you guys, touchdown. What were you seeing that where you were able to kind of make some chunk plays and really get down the field?
We wanted to throw it early and often, and The key was just holding up and getting the right help for the tackles and mixing up the protections. So kind of changed some personnel groupings up, and I thought we got into a little bit of a rhythm.
Sean, was Marcus Colston's first catch the best example of that first down to get things going?
That would be an example, though, you know, because the first series, I think, you know, we ended up 3 and out. I thought we had 2 or 3 defensive holding calls that didn't get called. And what do? You can't really complain about it. I thought our guys were resilient and came back and got a rhythm going, got a tempo going. We got maybe a little bit more man than we expected, but I thought we handled it well.
I think you could make an argument the game was won in the first quarter when they're moving at will, but they're only coming up with field goals. How big were those stops? And how did you feel like at the end of the first quarter, down 6-0, but...
I tell you, the stop I thought was really big. The first drive, we were able to get off with the field goal, but that occupied some time. The punt and then the face mask, we line drive a punt again. He gains however many yards, gets face masked by the punter, and all of a sudden the field position differential on a play like that was substantial. I thought holding them to a field goal on that particular drive was huge, because you felt that potentially going to 10-0 at that time. I think it was 3-0.
Coach, you're 13 games into the season. You're starting to get a feeling of what this team is and where you're at with this team as you go further into the season.
Well, I think that takes place weekly. I think, we're right where our record says we are, and that's really the truth. We've got some tough games here, starting with Sunday, and a team that has played extremely well at home. Turn around and we play Carolina again, and Tampa who's playing well. So it's, we're in a stretch right here that we're, fighting to stay on top of the division and give ourselves the best chance possible to play longer than the regular season. And each week we just look at the opponent we're playing and try to put our best plan together. But look, our guys. I thought they played hard. Off a short week, I was pleased with that.
You talked about the challenge of having emotions high enough for this game. How do you go about now making sure there's not any sort of a letdown when you go to St. Louis?
Well, I think we're at that point in the season. We rely on our leadership, have enough rest from this game we just played. But I think we're at that point in the season where I think the veteran players understand how important these games are. I think they do. Thank you.
One more. Colston over 8,000 yards in his career. I don't believe he's ever made a Pro Bowl. How does a guy like that just have the career he has, and is he one of the more undersung players in the league?
He's been amazingly consistent. We were on the road for one of these games, and Nick Toon's father, Al Toon, was coming. We had a chance to pull up his career statistics, and they're unbelievable, as a jet receiver. And then we started looking at every number Marcus has and started looking at his numbers. And he just goes about his job in a way that, I think at times maybe the way we utilize receivers doesn't help him in regards to postseason accolades but I'm glad we have him, and each week we're on his 8th year now. It doesn't seem that long, but he's good in the slot. He's strong. He's got strong hands in traffic, and he made some big plays tonight and got us going. Thanks.
Thank you.